All right, so it's Christmas 1998. My entire family is over at my parents' place for the holiday. My mother has been cooking all day. And when I say my mother has been cooking all day, my mother is a professional chef, so Christmas dinner is planned as a 7-course meal. So she has been cooking all day. So important context for this story is that my grandfather hated Christmas. And when I say hated Christmas, this man had a special level of hate for most things. He was an angry Russian Jewish psychologist. So not only did he hate things, he knew how to get you on them too. So he's been drinking since 9 in the morning. And so by the time dinner rolls around, this man is feeling, I want to say great, but it is the opposite. And he starts doing his normal thing whenever the family gets together, of, you know, kind of trying to tear us all down so he can rebuild us in his image. But a very monumental thing happens this Christmas, and that is that my cousin is the first person of our generation to tell him he's full of shit. And thus begins the next couple hours. And I will give this man credit. No one at this table is on his side. But he holds his own against 15 screaming people. And we are losing. So, finally, he throws his hands up, and he storms out, and he starts getting his stuff, and he's ready to leave. Now, if you remember, he started drinking at 9 in the morning. So the next phase of this Christmas dinner is to wrestle the keys out of my grandfather's hand. Before he finally storms off in a drunken haze upstairs and goes to bed, and first thing in the morning, he leaves. Unfortunately, he forgot a very important part of what he had brought with him, namely my grandmother, who he does not come back for 4 days. Now, the biggest tragedy of this whole ordeal is that my mother has spent all day cooking a 7-course meal that we have screamed over and touched none of it. But 2 very good things came out of this. 1, our leftovers for the next 4 days were incredible. And 2, our family has never done an entire family Christmas again.